You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 106, and I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. My guest today says, step in confidence and be victorious in your wholeness. Joining me on today's show is Joan Randall. Joan is an international speaker. She is a best-selling author and personal development coach. She's also the president of Joan T. Randall Enterprise, LLC, and founder of Victorious You. She's a transformation catalyst that empowers women to go from stuck to success by shifting their mindset to operate in their individual power. Joan is a domestic violence survivor who is thriving, and through her personal experiences, she provides tips, she provides tools, as well as strategies through coaching, speaking, training, workshops, and seminars that educate and inspire women to become their best self. Now, on today's show, Joan is going to share overcoming fear with faith. Now, you can do that as well. She's also going to talk about owning your power, as well as activating success and so much more. We're going to really dive in and love sharing this topic with you. Welcome to the show, Joan.
Thank you, Anne-Marie. It is a pleasure to be here. I am so excited to be talking with you tonight.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, before we got on the show, we had a few technical difficulties. But what I love about what you're talking about, overcoming fear with faith, sometimes we overcome technical difficulties with faith. Faith can come in handy for so many different things. And so loving that you're talking about this, because so many of us, through life's challenges and experiences, can unfortunately not allow us ourselves to really live and walk the path that God has destined for us because of fear. And I'm sure many of the insights you'll share today will be helpful. So just share with us how you got into the journey, if you will, a shorter overview of that. From what you're doing now in your business, was it a natural progression, or did you find that you'd always longed to create a business or impact women, if you will, in the work that you're now doing?
That is a very good question, and I would call it that I fell into my purpose. Mm. That's how I would summarize what I'm doing now.
Yes.
Because I had a corporate career that I enjoyed. And when I was at the 23 and a half year mark, something didn't feel the same anymore. Mm-hmm. I no longer felt as if I was fulfilling anything in terms of going to my job every day. I started to dislike it. Mm. And so there was this pulling on the inside that I needed to do something different, something more. And I always knew what it was. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know how to access it. I didn't know where to go to start it. And I wasn't sure what to do. So I found myself stuck in the what's next, stuck in a void, because there was this thing inside that I know that God had placed there for so many years. But because I was comfortable in a job, making a six-figure income, living a good life, at that point in my career, I was at a crossroad thinking, should I really give this up for that? You know, this calling that is on my life, what is that going to get me? And so there was a battle internally.
Wow.
And so it got to a point where right at the 25 year mark, I knew it was time. Mm. After you have been in the mundane for so many years And every day you wake up feeling unfulfilled, going to a job that you no longer love, but you know that there is this calling on your life. It shows up at the 25-year mark for me. Mm. And the way it showed up was very unique because I was asked to speak at a domestic violence event as the keynote speaker. And for years, I had hid the fact that I was beaten, that I was broken, that I was homeless at one point in my life. And that day, I shared my story for the first time.
Yes. Wow. And so when you shared that story, and that was an opportunity that you'd achieved through the work that you were doing in corporate, through connections, what happened after that? Because you were saying that that was kind of the impetus, if you will. That was like, hang on a minute, there's something in, I would imagine, the impact from the group of people who were there listening to your story. Take us back to that time. The reason I ask that is because it speaks beautifully into what you're sharing today, but I'm sure that there may be other people who are listening and watching who may be in the same situation where they can resonate with you that I've gone to a job and it feels empty and unfulfilled. So that's going to be insightful for them too.
Yeah. So I want you to understand that this day in question when I was speaking, I was a vice president at this company. Mm. So I had a sense of power, for lack of a better word, because I started at that company as a mere sales associate. And at this point in my life, I had been a vice president for a number of years. So I had risen up the ranks. Mm. And was very successful in my career. And when I got the opportunity to speak, I had donated. My company had given money, and it was my choice to donate to the nonprofit of my choosing. And I chose that nonprofit because I knew that domestic violence was a part of my life. Mm. Although I didn't want to share it with a lot of people in corporate America.
Yes.
So I kept that part of my life hidden. Mm. And this night in question, when I was asked to speak and I got up there, I shared my story in the third person. I spoke of this person that I knew that had gone through domestic violence, that tried to take the life of her children and herself, that became homeless. And how she turned her life around by using faith to overcome her fear. Mm. And at the end of the story, you could not hear a pin drop because there was such silence as I shared this narrative. And at the end of that, I said, that young lady is me. And Anne Marie.
Was there a dry eye in
that? Listen, it was sobs. Yeah. It was, oh my God. I am still getting emotional thinking about that moment because my picture was on this huge screen. Mm. And congratulations, you know, I had donated $20,000 and it was all the stuff on the screen. Vice president of such and such a company, and all of these accolades. And here I stand in my suit telling 350 people that I was beaten, that I ran away with my children with 10 black trash bags, that I was homeless. And here I am today as vice president of this incredible company.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
That's when I knew it was time. That's when I knew it was time for me to walk into this space because I had the tools to help women overcome whatever tragedy, whatever setback, whatever adversity that they may have gone through in life. Mm. And sometimes those things limit you from believing in yourself because you have that critical inner ear telling you you're not worthy. Mm-hmm. You can't be anything. You're not confident enough. You're not smart enough. people will look down on you if they know that you were beaten at some point in your life. Mm-hmm. And so here was this young lady, me, who had the story to share that, hold up a second, domestic violence, adversities, tragedy, setback does not define who you are.
Yeah.
There is a greater power that lives in you that if you just activate that, that you would be able to move forward and get whatever it is you want out of life.
Yes. And you know what you've probably found now over the time since you left corporate America and then now have been doing your awesome work with so many women, that people are now, because you took that courageous step to share your story and to be transparent, that that now encourages other women and men too, but we'll focus on women here because that's who you really support, inspires them or gives them courage, if you will, to step out and share their story too. Because often, here's what the enemy does. He singles us out and said, you're the only one. You are the only one. And when we realize, hang on a minute, we've all got our stories and I'm not the only one and there is a way through. Have you found that as well?
Oh, absolutely. The enemy likes when you are alone. He likes when you stay in comfort zone, because in your comfort zone, there is no stepping out of that box.
Yes.
You stay there and you stay in whatever pain and discomfort and fear, you know, that has dominated your life.
Yeah.
The minute you start to stand up and step forward to say, I'm going to take a risk. You know, the enemy tries to tell you, you're not good enough. You're not worth it. They're going to laugh at you. That idea is a bad idea. But what I know is a fact is the God I serve. When you take one step forward on faith, God backs it up with 999 steps.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you're going from step one to step 1,000 because of that little mustard seed of faith.
Yeah, I love that. So when we're talking about overcoming fear with faith, sometimes we're put in positions or situations where we really have to step forward and do that. For instance, for you, it was a positive step in that you were able to contribute funds to an organization that you really wanted to support. And through that, you were then able to share your story and realize the significance that that story impacted in the crowd, and then allowed you then to think, you know what, this is really a way forward for me. I'd love to continue to do that. What would you say to someone who's listening or watching that can see that she's really been allowing fear to keep her stuck in her life? What are some insights you'd want to share with her today that enables her to overcome that fear with faith?
Yeah. So there's three tips that I like to give about even activating the best of who you are, right? Because activating means to put into action.
Yes.
So you have to put into action to even get out of fear. And a lot of times you've got to get out of your head first, because that's what keeps you stuck.
Yes.
On the other hand, you are the only one that can change your circumstance. No one else. So you have the power to change, or you have the power to stay where you are. It's totally up to you. So the three things I like to share with my clients are, number one, there's three things that I want you to look at. Explore, evolve, and elevate.
I love that.
And when I look at explore, there's two things that falls under the exploration. And it's number one, identify, and number two, to increase. So identify is, who are you? Why are you here? What is your purpose? And if you know what it is, when will you start to put it into action? Right? So you're trying to understand you, what got you here in the first place? Because when you become an adult, right? You and you find yourself in a situation, whether it's domestic violence or a bad marriage or whatever it is, You own some of that. Mm. Right? Now, domestic violence, you don't deserve, no one deserves to be broken or beaten or, you know, berated or anything like that where domestic violence is concerned. But there are times when the person that is the victim mm. has to take some accountability to how they get there. Mm. In my case, I saw the signs before I married him. Mm. I saw it. Mm. I saw the anger. I saw the signs. I saw it all. But I'm thinking I can fix him. Mm. I can make him better. And when we get married, things are going to be better. As boyfriend and girlfriend, you know, it wasn't so good. But when we get married, it's going to be just smooth because he's my knight in shining armor. Mm. I ignored all the signs, right? And yes. I was beaten and I was berated. It was physical abuse, verbal abuse, mental, it was all of it, right? So identifying where you are, how you got there, and what role did you play in getting there? Mm-hmm. It's almost like you're looking in the mirror and you're saying to yourself, Joan, this is the situation I am in. I have to acknowledge it. It's like the 12-step program with alcoholics. Mm-hmm. You have to say, I am an alcoholic before yes. you can move forward. So in that case, you're saying, okay, I am here. This is what I did to get myself here. Now I need to own it, forgive myself, and now I'm ready to move on. Mm. And then the second I, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say on that aspect, I think a lot of people can, if they allow themselves, get stuck because we're not validating what they did, what the perpetrator or the other person did at all. But the thing that the reason why we do that is that often we will blame others and we'll look for reasons externally to ourselves. But what you're saying, when you recognize that you are a co-contributor to that, then guess what? You can take action. You have got the power to be able. And of course, when we've got God on our side, my goodness, we can harness his strength. We can shift forward. We can make better choices. We can take better action. So it's actually an empowering step. And for some people, it can be a bit of a struggle at first because it's like, I didn't do that. I didn't make him do that or whatever situation you're in. But that's what I wanted to say, just emphasize how important that step is.
How important it is to look at yourself in the mirror and how important it is to come face to face with who you are. Mm. And it's okay to say, I forgive myself. I forgive you. Mm. You know, we made a mistake and now it's time to move on.
Yes.
Because once you own that, the skies are the limit to where you can go. Mm-hmm. But you won't be able to get out of stuff if you keep blaming everyone else around you.
Yeah.
You know, you have to own the responsibility.
Yes.
And then the second I is, you know, is being able to increase. Mm. So when once you identify what, you know, where you fell short, then the next thing is to increase. Self-confidence comes, you know, gets in there at that point. Self-love, just everything that you can look at yourself and say, it is time for me to move forward. Because now I understand where I fell short and I'm going to correct that and be the best of who I am at this point.
Yes.
And then when it gets to the, so that was the exploration. When it gets to, you know, evolving, there's two more eyes that comes under evolving and that's ignite and inspire. Mm. So igniting is, wow, you're going to ignite the fuel that burns, the passion that is inside of you that God placed in you because we all have gifts and talents, mm-hmm. some more than others. But God has blessed us from the day he created us with gifts and talents. Your talent may even be serving. Mm-hmm. That may be your gift. Your gift may even be the gift of being able to connect with everyone and never, ever knowing a stranger.
Yes.
So find out what that gift is, what that passion is, what that purpose is, and ignite that. And that will fuel you and inspire you to inspire others. Mm. And then the last piece of the 3E is elevation. Mm. And once you have identified where you went wrong and you have increased your self-confidence and your self-love, you have ignited the fuel that fires that passion to drive the purpose. You have inspired yourself and can inspire others. Then you are ready to implement all that you are and the best of who you are.
Yes.
And that's the last element of the E, is elevating.
Mm.
You're ready for growth.
Yes, yes.
You're ready for change.
And I think with any step, as you're working through those various steps, each is really building a solid foundation and building you up from the inside out, if you will. So for many people I know, particularly for those of us who tend to have, you know, been gifted or who have been knitted when we were knitted in our mother's womb, a bit of ambition. And I'm talking about the healthy ambition where there's drive, where we have a goal and we like to work for it. I don't know about sometimes we want to accelerate and get straight to the elevate, but it's important to go through those other steps first. Yes, because that strengthens along the journey us. To really then own our power and activate success. What would you like to know, or what would you like to share with people when it then comes to owning your power? This can be really difficult, particularly if we have been in situations that, you know, incorrectly and it was wrongly spoken to us in our lives to say, you're not good enough, you'll never be anything. And sometimes we have been in those experiences that has done that to us. So owning our power can kind of be, well, what power?
Mm-hmm. Mm. So a lot of times when you're in situations where it's not ideal, and I'll go back to domestic violence, it may not just be that. It could be other things. It could be a bad marriage, it could be the loss of a child, it could be the loss of parents that just really knocks you off balance and knocks you off your feet. You lose your power.
Mm.
You have given over your power to that thing that keeps you stuck. You have given over your power to the thing that prevents you from moving forward.
Yes.
And so to take your power back means to say to yourself, I will not allow this to continually keep me in this place.
Mm.
And if you can't do it on your own, it is okay to talk to someone else.
Mm.
It is okay to talk to a counselor. It is okay to talk to your pastor. It is okay to talk to a best friend. It is okay to build yourself or to surround yourself with a community of men and or women that are moving forward, and you just need the support, the accountability, the ability to just speak openly and freely without being judged.
Mm-hmm.
So owning your power is taking a stand to empower yourself. Empower yourself with the tools that are going to allow you to be the best of who you are.
Yes.
That is owning your power.
Yeah. And, you know, I think hopefully I would think that the stigma of going to talk to someone has now been well and truly, as it should, been eliminated, because that is just so untrue. Sometimes it is just being able to get it out there. Speak to someone who is not going to be judgy, but someone who's going to support you and just be that lending ear. It's just like sometimes, you know, you'll have a conversation with a close friend, you'll speak about some of the things, and as soon as you've released, it's like, well, actually, I feel better now. And obviously, the situation that you spoke about sometimes have gone on for many years, and so it's important, as you say, to get people in your circle who you really can speak to and have that support. When you're talking about the activating success, what are some of the things that maybe you've done or that you see your clients do that really not only builds the momentum but enables them just to continue to move forward from strength to strength?
Yeah. Well, I love affirmations.
Mm.
And I totally believe in affirmations. As a matter of fact, I just wrote a book called Loving Me from A to Z.
Mm.
And what I did was I looked at every letter in the alphabet and found an affirmative word to empower women.
Yes.
And so when you can wake up in the morning and say your affirmations, it's almost like you're telling yourself how beautiful you are, how powerful you are. You know, you were created in the image of God, and that makes you a queen. That makes you a princess. If you can look at yourself and say, wow, I am the image of God. Oh my God, that just takes you onto a whole nother level. So affirmations, the first 20 minutes when you wake up in the morning is the most important 20 minutes of your day. And you have to be careful of what you are feeding your mind in the first 20 minutes when you wake up. Some people wake up and they grab their phones and they go to social media. Some turn on the news, and sometimes those things leave us feeling not too good for the day. But if you can wake up and spend some me time with yourself, taking some deep breaths, going to the devotion, listening to some type of inspirational music, going to God in prayer and devotion, that is a powerful way to start your day. You are equipping yourself with an armor.
Yes.
You know, like the breastplate of the armor. So you are equipping yourself with everything you need to be able to stand strong that day, no matter what comes against you that day, because you have started your day on the right foot. Chances are you will be able to have a great day. So the affirmations, the devotion, spending time with yourself to love on you.
Yeah.
As women, we give 98% of ourselves to everything else and 2% of ourselves to ourselves.
Yes.
It's time that you take yourself back. Love on yourself. Give yourself 20% of who you are. That's what I say. Give the 20% back to you. And that is spending time alone, making sure me time, protecting your space, right? You have to be able to allow only certain things to come into your space. And I always tell my clients, you have to teach people how to treat you.
Yes.
You have to teach people how to treat you. And you don't have to be mean. You can be really kind. But you have to be able to say, at this time, I need to have a rain check to have this conversation. Because right now, this is my space and this is my time. So doing things that, you know, is going to make you feel good about yourself. And there is nothing wrong with taking a day out of the week to spend time with you. Go to dinner on your own. Enjoy that. And then journaling. It is a beautiful thing to write. There are times when you may not want to share what you're going through with someone else, but pick up a pen and open a blank sheet of paper and just write your thoughts. So many things come out of you when you put it on paper. It's almost as if you're unloading onto the paper, and then you can step back and look at it and edit. Edit your life. You can do that. You own the narrative to your life. You can rewrite your chapter. You can edit the story.
Yes.
But you own the power to be whatever it is you want to be.
Yes. So, so empowering, Joan. For people who are listening and watching today, how best can they connect with you? What's the way to do that?
Absolutely. My name on every social media, I'm Joan T. Randall. And if you Google me, everything pops up. I am very Googleable. So Joan T. Randall anywhere on social media. And I also have my website is www.joantrandall.com.
Fabulous. And we'll put all of those links on the show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE106. Joan, one of the things that I'm doing for all of my guests as we finish up the show is just to say a word of prayer. May I continue to do that for you today before we close up the show?
Fabulous.
Father God, thank you for the opportunity to speak with Joan today and how she shared her story as a way to empower other women to realize that there is no shame on them. They are not the message that they were told incorrectly, that they are not worthy, that they will not be able to achieve their dreams. That is a lie, Father. And so we just want to pray for the people who are listening and watching today that they will have the truth, hope, and of course, love spoken into their lives, that you love them, Lord, that Jesus died for them, and there is hope, there is possibility. So we just ask that the enemy no longer bind and break in the name of Jesus any lies. Father, we just want to uphold Joan in our prayers today, that you will continue to bless her ministry, the work that she is doing for women, Lord, and of course the children that are impacted in that as well. We just want to pray for your ongoing support, your ongoing blessing, your ongoing favor. over as she continues to minister to them and help them to really recognize that they are loved, they are worthy, they too can claim and own the power, step into their power, yes, and activate their success. We just want to, just really thank you, Father, for reminding us just how much we are loved, and we just thank you for that. And we ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Oh,
this is
you're
awesome.
Welcome.
So
you're
nice
welcome.
To meet you.
Yeah, you too. And look, just continued success as you continue to empower women, because I think, you know, with women, they're often young children too who are in those situations. And when mothers and women can be empowered, they then empower the younger generation who are coming up, and it just is an ongoing effect, which is beautiful to
Absolutely.
Get to impact the lives. So thank you so much for coming to share the insights today. Loved it.
Absolutely. And you continue to do this work that you're doing. It is absolutely phenomenal.
Thank you.
And God bless you for all of this. This is amazing. So thank you as well.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com, changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.